I'm Steve Potter, and welcome to Cityscape. The definition of art is at the center of some controversy in a historic area of downtown Alton, Illinois, where a tattoo parlor hopes to relocate, and it's kicked off a debate about what's appropriate and good for business in a part of town that some hope to develop into a high-end arts district. We're going to talk to a reporter who's covering that story. We'll also talk to soul singer Brian Owens about a new music series that's designed to help some students in North St. Louis deal with the challenges of growing up in urban poverty. We begin the hour, though, with Circus Flora, opening its 29th season tonight under the Big Top Tent in Grand Center. You know Cecil McKinnon as Yo-Yo the narrator, who joins us now along with Circus Flora's artistic director, Jack Marsh. Hello and welcome.
Hello.
Hello. Hey, Steve.
Cecil, you know, I never recognize you out of costume.
Right. Well, it's a good thing, I think.
Oh, I don't know.
I can wander around. Nobody knows who I am.
Yeah, for people who don't know, you play the Yo-Yo the narrator in a clown garb. Describe what you look like when you're on stage.
Well, I'm very large. I'm a tall person anyway, but I'm kind of... you can't tell exactly what gender I am.
And,
I mean, these children are never quite sure who I am or what I am. And I wear white face, so my skin is completely covered. So I look like some strange clown apparition.
Is there a reason for that?
Yeah, it's a traditional clown from the 19th century. The white face was because they didn't have electric lighting and it brought out your features without light, you know, with candlelight. And the traditional pointed hat and big blue coat and usually very ornate was a speaking clown. Mm-hmm.
It's almost scary, kind of.
There you go. Can be.
Just a little bit. Well, you know how kids get excited at the beginning of summer? I sort of always have that flashback of that whenever I see the Circus Flora tent, Big Top tent, first thing.
Yeah, we put it up about 2 weeks ago, and it's this great process where sort of starts from nothing. We just have this totally empty space on a parking lot right next to Powell Symphony Hall. And then we put up fences and just the trucks start coming with so much equipment. And just the process, it's a six-day process of getting the tent up, just the top part, the cupola, gets set, and then the whole thing gets raised, and it becomes this large structure. And then inside it, we add the ring, we add the bandstand, the set, all of the caravans for all the artists start to arrive. And so it really goes from this just totally nothing parking lot into this pretty magical space of living and performing, and it's a cool thing to see.
That would be almost a show in itself, I would think.
Yeah, I think so.
Watching that over that six days. Yeah. Jack, you were what, 2 years old when Circus Flora first entered your life?
That's about right, yeah. Circus Flora was founded in 1986 when I was about 2 years old, and because my mother is Cecil McKinnon, who's sitting next to me, she was involved with Circus Flora from the start as a performer and as the theatrical director. I would come as well and travel with Circus Flora and sort of I had kind of half of a normal childhood growing up in New York and going to public school and all of that. And then the other half of my childhood was getting whisked away to Circus Flora and performing for a few weeks at a time.
Not everyone's mom is a clown. But you have a theater background, basically, don't you?
Yes, I come out of theater. I learned to juggle at theater school at NYU, and that took me into performing with circuses as well as theater.
Mm-hmm. And Jack, I think early on when you were young, you said you started around two or so, but you were pretty young. You were at Clydesdale, then I think you did some juggling. You're part of the Flying Aces, too? St. Louis Arches, I mean.
Yeah, the St. Louis Arches, who are performing in our show this year and have performed in our show each year. And they performed down at City Harmony at the City Museum. Circus Harmony at the City Museum. I performed with them growing up, learned to juggle, learned to tumble. This growing up backstage on a circus lot is this pretty wonderful playground for a kid where you get to explore the different things that are happening and, you know, be mindful of the various dangers that are out there because it's dangerous equipment that you're seeing and using, but you get to try a lot of pretty cool things, and people are so welcoming of that.
Of course, Cecil, Jack tried to have a normal life.
Yes, he did try.
Because he practiced law for a while.
He went to college.
Yeah.
You know, I thought that for a little while that I'd gotten my children well established and and they were going to be fine, and then he came back.
Well, Jack, you lived all our dreams by running away to the circus. I think we all wanted to do that at some point. Well, Circus Flora, it's such an interesting tradition and such an interesting mix of storytelling, of theater, and circus arts. I mean, until I'd seen it, I've been going every year for at least 10 years. I'd never seen anything like it.
I don't think there is anything like it. I mean, we're working on its form. That's part of what it is this form that, you know, we keep grappling with, that we're proud of and that we want to keep improving.
Yeah, to us, there's so much power in what the artists are doing individually. And generally, our performers will come in with sort of a set act that they do, a 6-minute act where they do a trapeze number, and they have it down and well choreographed, which is great, and that brings its own power with it. But then what we get to do and try to achieve is putting those separate entities in a larger context of whatever story we've created, and so it's this fun challenge where we're trying to take each of these energies from the performers that have come and then put them into this broader context while telling a sort of cohesive story, right. and you know, the throwing on, you know, our costume design and our set design to help make it this sort of whole evening rather than a set of individual
moments. Also, because we think it contributes to the power and the emotional impact of the circus act to have met and know the people who are doing it. Or feel as the audience like you know them, and then to see them do astounding things takes your heart with them.
And the live music aspect, I think,
oh, and
is
that's
important.
Tremendously yeah. important. Yeah. Yes, yes.
Yeah, we've got a wonderful 5-piece band led by our musical director Janine Delarte, and they know how to hit those moments. You know, a cymbal crash when the last trick of an act happens, or just to sort of drive the energy. You see the musicians and the performers feeding off of each other.
And composed music of the era. For example, now we're kind of in the early 30s in an urban situation, and so we're moving musically into a more of a jazz age than we've been before. So they're...
Yeah, with all original music.
Okay, I want to talk about the theme in just a couple of minutes. But to be clear, what you do is you bring people, they could be from anywhere, whether they're on the high wire, riding a horse, whether it's an animal act. So you bring all these acts together and incorporate what they do, weave that into a story that you tell through the evening.
Yeah, and it's all in the 10 days or so of rehearsal that we have before we get off the ground. And
wait, so you only have 10 days of rehearsal?
Yeah, just about.
We have months of speculation and worry.
But everybody can't get together right until 10 days before.
Yeah, I mean it's a money challenge to have a bunch of people in town without putting on any shows. So we do. I mean, we give ourselves enough time to make it great, but it's always a large challenge of putting it all together.
Well,
in a short
last
period.
Night, you opened tonight. Last night was your preview night, which means you had an audience there. Tonight's
right.
the official opening
right.
night.
Right.
So the preview night's got to be...
It's an exciting
yeah.
evening,
yeah.
yes. And it teaches us a lot because everything depends on an audience, and especially clown acts, for example.
Uh-huh.
You know, without anyone in the seats, they don't do much.
Right, yeah.
And what was wonderful last night, someone leaving said to me, David would have liked this.
You're talking about David Balding,
yeah.
who
yeah.
is the founder, one of the founders originally, I guess, with you
right.
in the beginning. And he passed away last year just right before your season opened.
Just before we
yeah,
started.
Yeah, about 3 weeks before
yeah.
we opened.
Yeah.
He was a great man. I enjoyed knowing him.
We
miss
him
very
much.
I'm sure you think about him this time.
We do.
Yeah, well, of course, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, every year you have a theme and a story of sorts for the evening, and this year it's One Summer on Second Street. So what's that about?
It takes us into a city block in the 1920s, early 30s, an American city block, and it's lots of families of different backgrounds and different cultures living together in a building on this block, not necessarily getting along as different families from different cultures tend to do.
They fear and distrust each other.
Yes. She's still memorizing.
That's a character.
That was Yo-Yo.
Yo-Yo, the narrator.
Yo-Yo had to put that in there, yeah.
Yep. And it's about how through experiencing this shared space and ultimately a shared love of animals, they grow to unite with each other.
You know, it just occurs to me, isn't that so relevant with issues that we're facing right now? yes. in St. Louis about getting along and living together and people from different backgrounds. Did that have anything to do with this?
It's certainly well, we had the broad stroke concept for the show around this time last year, but certainly the events in St. Louis over the last year have really informed what we wanted it to be.
St. Louis and what we love here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, and I think as a circus, we have a difficult time really addressing this in all the ways that
right.
it might be needed. But I think what we can do is bring a great deal of joy and togetherness to this. That I think that's the message that we are able to send, which I think is a helpful one because it's such a universal art form where people of different cultures and backgrounds can be in the audience or different ages, different.
And in
different
the cast,
opinions
we are
about
diverse
the world.
Cast.
They can come in and see what we're doing and really experience the joy that we're hoping to bring. And for all the same reasons, it's not something that speaks to one group or another. It's sort of everyone coming together and experiencing this same thing and seeing the joy for what it is.
Well, you always have some new acts every year, and you always bring back favorites too.
Right.
So let's talk about maybe the returning favorites first.
Sure.
Okay.
The Flying Willendas are here with us. Of course, a wonderful, world-class tightrope walking family. They do some pretty incredible things, and they're even a little bit higher this year than they normally are. And they do pyramids.
How is that possible?
Well, they are pretty high up this year.
Yeah. And now we also have
the Arches.
Yeah, the St. Louis Arches from Circus Harmony. Returning
they're
favorites.
Wonderful,
yeah,
and
just great.
They created a new act for this year, and they're just terrific.
Yeah, they just have such great energy, and they're so bouncy and extremely cute and talented.
Yeah.
When you're talking about the Willendas, I was just picturing them in my mind up on the wire, and we should bring out the point for those people that have never been to circus floor, what the atmosphere is like. It's a one-ring circus, and like everybody is really up close. So when you see the Willendas up on the high wire, it's like you're under them.
Yes.
Yeah, you're not watching them from a distance or with any right. sense of remove. You're right there and seeing the expressions on their face and hearing them talk to each other about the formations they're making.
And also some people's favorite thing is the shadows they cast on the tent itself. If you look at that, it's so beautiful to watch their shadows as they walk. It's amazing.
Hmm. How high up are they?
30 feet.
Somewhere around there this year.
I think they're at 30.
Yeah, pretty high.
I don't know. Tino will probably call in and give you the exact figure.
And am I remembering correctly? Is it no net sometimes?
Always.
Wire walkers never have nets.
Never.
Flying trapeze has a net,
right.
Not wire walkers. They practice catching if they're falling. They catch the wire.
It's exciting to watch.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, yeah.
Let's talk about some of the new things. You usually have a dog act. Do you have one this year?
Well, we have a small animal act. I think that's all we should say.
No, I'll say that it's it looks like a dog act, but actually it's trained house cats who are
domestic cats.
Yeah, domestic house cats who people I think. I mean, it's
pretty
blowing the minds of our audience so far.
You're the first people in the world that's able to train a cat.
Yeah,
right?
They are. We did not personally train these cats.
Yeah.
Maya and Andre.
Yeah, Maya and Andre have these wonderful cats that they tightrope walk themselves. They climb. They jump through hoops.
they do
really incredible.
All
things.
Different kinds of cats.
No
yeah.
kidding.
Yeah.
Yeah, that they can make a cat do anything is incredible, let alone what these
they
particular
do.
Cats
yeah.
can
I don't
do.
Think I've ever heard of a cat act anywhere.
Well, no, there aren't many.
Yeah, there aren't too many out there. They're tough to get, but we've got them. It's really something to see.
And we love them. They're wonderful people, and they have a wonderful act.
Yeah.
What's the trampoline wall?
That is a new act. That is an entirely new act in the circus world. There's been a huge development in the circus world in Canada and in France and Europe. The tramp wall mostly comes out of Canada, I would guess.
Yeah, yeah. And the just physically to describe it, so like I was saying, our set is a building. And the tramp wall act, which is at the end of our show, involves these acrobats who jump out of the windows of the building, off of the roof of the building, onto a trampoline, and back up. And so it's this really wonderful. I mean, they're doing incredible things, but it's also this nice image that we're able to create because we've been interacting with our set throughout the show. You know, people are in the windows and on the roof and coming out of the door, and then all of a sudden, everything just explodes and people are jumping out of the windows, jumping off the roof, jumping back in, and doing just these really incredible energetic tricks.
Yeah, I have to add, that's part of the theatrical element is that we have a set designer and a set. We have a wonderful set designer who's been working with us and really building sets for us.
Sarah Perlin.
Mm-hmm. What is the Daring Jones duo?
They're a duo trapeze act that is their first time performing with us in Circus Flora. And they also work without a net, which is pretty incredible because there's some moments of the act where you think that they might be coming off of the trapeze.
They are truly daring.
Yeah, they really are. They it's a man and a woman, both extremely strong, who flip into each other's arms. They how to describe them? But they
it's a fast and exciting act, but it's not a swinging trapeze. It's a static trapeze. Hmm. So that sounds like a contradiction in terms, but that they have worked out a way to do that. That's quite amazing.
Hmm. Helena Pigeon Act?
Ah, this is a commissioned act. Helena is doing a trained pigeon act. It's a building, so there are the cats in the alley, and then there are pigeons on the roof. And so there's a pigeon act on the roof. This is an old act that isn't done much anymore with birds, training birds. I know you have.
I'm looking at you like, what?
I know. Cats, birds?
The cats and the birds are in different parts of the show.
Yeah, they don't meet each other. Yeah, we do keep them apart.
We try to keep the pigeons away from the birds.
But these are free, not confined pigeons?
Right, not confined. Right.
Yep. Yep. And they're these beautiful white
pigeons. They're gorgeous
pigeons
pigeons with they're called fantails. They have a beautiful. They look like doves.
Yeah.
They're actually pigeons, but you would swear they're doves. Huh. But whatever kind of pigeon bird they are, yes, they're free and they do an act.
Wow. What about the Cossack Riders?
It's a trick horse riding act that we've had. Cossack riding acts with us in the past.
They go very fast around the ring.
Yeah, it's horses at full gallop around the ring, you know, kicking up dust, and it's really, if you're in the front row, they're about, I don't know, 3 feet.
It's pretty exciting.
They're going extremely fast, and the riders are doing tricks on and around the horses. So either getting dragged behind the horses and flipping up back up onto the horses, or there's a young woman who puts a blindfold on herself and goes under the neck of the horse, and then there's a man, Lev, who goes underneath the belly of the horse while it's at full gallop, which is a pretty incredible stunt to watch. And not to mention our band is going full steam with a lot of energy, and the tent at that moment of the show is just, it's rocking.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned the St. Louis Arches. That's young people.
Yes.
Jessica Hentoff and company.
Right.
And
right.
She's a regular also.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Jessica's been with the circus from the very beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So are there any other groups we haven't mentioned that you'd like to?
There's a duo performing with us who used to perform with the St. Louis Arches at Circus Harmony, Iking and Melvin, who are St. Louisans who, having performed with the Arches way back when, went off to circus school in Montreal, went to university there to continue their training in circus, and are now professionals, and they're performing this act that's really just pretty breathtaking. We hadn't seen it with an audience until last night, and not only do they do just incredible things, and they're these wonderfully strong acrobats, but they also are just great showmen. And to see them play the audience it was a real treat last night, and I'm excited to watch it every night.
Yeah, and St. Louis should be very proud of these Native sons who are traveling the world as circus professionals. They're
right.
They're employed everywhere. They were in Brazil. They just came back to be with us. Then they're going off to France. I can't remember, but they're all over the world. They're doing so well. It's wonderful.
So to sort of recap, it's your 29th season. It opens tonight, and the theme is One Summer on Second Street. And as you say, it's sort of set in the 1920s and 1930s. And it's all sort of about people from different backgrounds living in a city and the whole melting pot idea.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
So does it have a happy ending?
I think it's an extremely happy ending. Yes, it does.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
It does.
Yes.
Well, what would you recommend as far as tickets? If you just show up a night of a performance, or what would you recommend?
Best thing to do is to go to our website, I would say, circusflora.org. You can also give MetroTix a call, or you can show up, but better to buy ahead just in case we sell out, which hopefully we will every show.
One Summer on 2nd Street, opening tonight, running through June the 28th. Different times, depends on the day and so forth. It's under the Big Top Tent by Powell Hall in Grand Center. If you'd like more information, easy way to go is to go to stlpublicradio.org/cityscape, and we'll have a link to your website and everything else. And before you go, you know, you do this once a year. I guess this is your big show, but all through the year, Circus Flora is involved, sort of teams up with other organizations, and you do things through the year.
Yeah, we have a year-round presence in St. Louis because we're St. Louis's own theatrical circus. We have a great program called Clowns on Call, where we send clowns into area children's hospitals.
I've seen them in action.
Yeah. It's really wonderful. They bring joy to kids who really need it. So it's something that we're really proud of. We also have over the last 5 years or so, we've developed this great collaboration with the St. Louis Symphony. If anyone out there was lucky enough to catch our show, A Winter Fable, with the St. Louis Symphony last December, it's really magical to be able to bring what we do, combine it with the great things them and their musicians do, and put on just a really big, fun.
Yeah, and I'm understanding that's going to be an annual thing, isn't it?
Well, it's been semi-annual so far, and we're hoping to.
We do it as often as we can. We think it's really powerful.
Yeah, they're so great to work with.
And it's fun. Played with the Illinois Symphony, and so yes, we keep going all year.
Circus Flora, One Summer on 2nd Street, opening tonight. We want to thank Cecil McKinnon. You'll see her come out first, and lead you through the entire production. Cecil McKinnon, Yo-Yo the narrator, and Jack Marsh is the artistic director for Circus Flora. Thank you so much. I look forward to it every year. I'll be there tonight.
Look forward to seeing you.
Thank you.
Great.
Coming up next on Cityscape, The Great Tattoo Debate. This is St. Louis Public Radio.